News. I'm Michelle Franz, and National Security Advisor Mike Waltz says President Trump is frustrated with Ukraine's President Zelensky following the escalation of words in the past few days, the president blaming Ukraine for Russia's invasion. President Zelensky responded, saying Trump was living in a disinformation space. Waltz says he remains confident the U.S. can make a peace deal.
We have to talk to both sides in order to get to both sides to the table, and both sides have said only President Trump could do that.
The IRS starting the layoff, some 6,000 new and newly promoted employees across the country. A source familiar with the planning told ABC News are getting pink slips. It comes as the tax filing season heats up. A group of federal probationary workers, meantime, across multiple agencies tell ABC News even though they accepted the White House's offer to resign, they've still been fired. Israeli police say a series of explosions occurring on buses in Tel Aviv today in what they called a suspected terror attack. No one was injured. This is ABC News. The Trump administration is launching a review of federal funding spent on building a high-speed rail line in California.
California's so far non-existent high-speed rail trains running from L.A. to San Francisco were supposed to have been up and running years ago. It's a project long pushed by Democrats and loathed by Republicans who use it as an example of wasted money. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy at L.A.'s Union Station announcing there will be an investigation into how federal money has been spent on the project.
To initiate a compliance review of funding to the California High-Speed Rail Authority.
The plan for it running from L.A. to San Francisco has shrunk to Merced to Bakersfield. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The Vatican today says Pope Francis's condition is improving as he battles pneumonia. The 88-year-old pontiff has been in a Rome hospital for nearly a week. He was initially went into the hospital after being diagnosed with bronchitis. Michelle Franz and ABC News.
For top-notch wick buildings, garage door installation, service, and removal, turn to Wilson Door and Construction in Richland Center. With two decades of experience, we guarantee quality work and exceptional service. Trust us to handle all your construction needs with expertise and professionalism. Call us today at 608-604-3623 to benefit from our 20 years of dedicated service.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCL News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. And by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. A few clouds and cold tonight with a low of 2 below. Sunny and pleasant tomorrow, becoming breezy with a high of 24. The winds will be southwest 10 to 15. And scattered clouds tomorrow night with a low of 7. Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny outside. Our winds are out of the east-southeast at 5 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 21 degrees.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A Republican bill that would ban students from using cell phones in the classroom passed the Wisconsin State Assembly Wednesday. The legislation passed on a party-line vote. Republican lawmakers say the bill would be beneficial for the mental health of students and includes exceptions for emergencies or teacher-authorized educational purposes. State Democrats criticize the bill as a one-size-fits-all approach that doesn't make sense. They say any cell phone policy should include feedback from parents, teachers, and students. Both candidates for the upcoming Wisconsin Supreme Court election say they will not pledge to recuse themselves from cases involving the political parties backing their campaigns. Both state parties have donated millions to their preferred candidate in what will likely be the most expensive Supreme Court campaign in history. Supreme Court candidates are not required by law to recuse themselves from cases involving a political party, and the decision to recuse is typically left up to the justices. Both claim they will not prejudge cases. People who lost their homes to Hurricane Helene or California wildfires could get a sizable tax break to move to Wisconsin. State Representative Cindy Duchow and State Senator Dan Fahan are sponsoring a bill that would give anyone who moves to Wisconsin from North Carolina or Los Angeles County due to the hurricane or the fires a $10,000 income tax credit for 2025. Duchow and Fahan introduced the bill Tuesday. They say in a memo seeking co-sponsors that the bill could help alleviate chronic workforce shortages in Wisconsin. The bill's prospects are unclear. Planned Parenthood is expanding vasectomy services to Madison. Planned Parenthood's Director of Communications, Annalise Eicher, says they've seen an uptick in demand following the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. She says it is a conversation that hasn't historically included men, but points out reproductive health is for everyone. Planned Parenthood first launched the service in Milwaukee in 2023. The service is now being offered at the group's Eastside Madison location. Asking for help for a pair of orphan cats, and not just any cats. The Dane County Humane Society hopes to raise $5,000 to cover costs of caring for two bobcats. The male bob kittens were estimated to be just 12 to 16 weeks old, dehydrated and malnourished when admitted to the Society's Wildlife Center a few days apart in August. Since then, they've received medical treatment and a diet including pheasants, rodents, and venison. The Humane Society said in a news release that as they grow larger, so do their voracious appetites. Just feeding them costs $200 per week. You can find out more at the Humane Society's Facebook page or at giveshelter.org. Individual conservation organizations are taking bird flu mitigation efforts into their own hands with an uncertain future on federal support for tracking the virus. Organizations like the Southern Wisconsin Bird Alliance and Wisconsin Humane Society are sharing tips with residents on how to help prevent the spread of bird flu in wild animals, like removing bird feeders to keep wild birds away from backyard chickens. The virus has appeared in multiple counties across Wisconsin, including the first confirmed human case in the state in Barron County. New data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services found gun-related deaths in Wisconsin are on the decline for the first time since before the COVID-19 pandemic. According to the data, gun deaths overall are still at higher levels than before the pandemic, but saw slight drops from 2022 to 23. Gun-related suicides in the state dropped from 532 to 508, and gun-related homicides dropped from 290 to 238. Violence prevention officials say the drop is very encouraging. It's now been over 2 weeks since anyone has heard from 16-year-old Sophia Franklin or the adult man accused of getting her pregnant and abducting her. Police believe 40-year-old Gary Day took her from her Beaver Dam home. He's been on the run with her ever since. The case may be handed over to the U.S. Marshals. Beaver Dam police say they've been in contact with law enforcement from other cities, states, and federal agencies. But now the marshals may take the lead as they hunt for the two of them. The criminal complaint shows Day started talking with Franklin online last April, and in December, a parole officer in Day's native Arkansas found her at his home. She's currently 3 to 4 months pregnant. Amber alerts have been activated in his native Arkansas, Missouri, and Wisconsin. This Saturday marks the 25th and final Lee Lake Polar Bear Plunge. Civic Media's Austin Brume reports.
WRCO's morning show host Phil Nee sat down with Chrissy Letica to discuss one of the planned events and who the plunge supports.
This year we're having a costume contest. So we're going to do cash prizes for best single, best couple, and best group. Be creative. We've had anything from bikinis to, you know, Santa Claus jumping over the years. So anything in between, the only requirement is that you wear something.
In the past, funds raised by the plunge have gone to Grace and the American Cancer Society. That will continue this year.
90% of the funds go to Grace. I think our total to them is over $350,000. And then about 10% of the funds go to the American Cancer Society. I think we've donated around $127,000 to them over the years.
Alongside the costume contest, the plunge will also feature a live auction beginning at 11:30 at the Casanova Community Center, which will include a quilt by Wendy McCulley.
We always get that beautiful quilt made by Wendy McCauley, and she's donating another one this year. And that's always an item that people really look for. And that will be auctioned off at 1 o'clock. So if that's an item you're looking for, be there and ready to go by 1.
There will also be raffles, a bake sale, food, and refreshments. The plunge itself is set to begin at 2 p.m. For more information, you can call Chrissy at 608-393-2435. Don't miss this last hurrah February 22nd in Cazenovia.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources recently awarded more than $6 million in grant funding for lake organizations, nonprofit organizations, and municipal and county governments throughout the state. This grant program provides cost sharing for projects that restore and protect surface water. The organizations and governments receiving funding will help to restore and protect our state's surface water resources in 2025 and beyond. This year, the program received 418 applications from eligible applicants, requesting nearly $8 million. Of the applications received, 371 grants totaling more than $6 million were awarded. The projects are diverse, including education and outreach activities, management planning, habitat restoration, runoff management, water quality improvement projects, and aquatic invasive species prevention and management. The projects selected for awards leverage a substantial amount of local funding and commit to making important contributions to the state's natural resource legacy. Of the 7 funded river restoration and implementation projects, 1 will replace a culvert to improve a road stream crossing, and 4 will restore segments of creeks, rivers, and tributaries. 2 other projects work to reduce runoff from land adjacent to creeks. The Cedar Grove Belgium School District will convert around 25 acres of farmland to a naturalized upland wetland system, and Wood County will work with property owners to establish over 100 acres of harvestable buffers. A total of 14 lake restoration and implementation projects were funded this year and span a wide range of activities, from construction projects and alum treatments to staff positions. Finally, 156 organizations will receive support to participate in the Clean Boats, Clean Waters program, and 38 organizations will receive support to participate in the Lake Monitoring and Protection Network. For many veterans serving overseas, most notably during the Vietnam War, coming home was referred to as getting back in the world. The world was a place of normalcy, family, everyday, acceptable, and calm conditions, a place to forget the nightmare of combat. However, the reality of getting back in the world did not meet with these expectations for a great many veterans. The war hitched a ride back home with them in the form of nightmares, post-traumatic stress, ruined relationships, survivor's guilt, and personally destructive behaviors. For these veterans, getting back in the world was the beginning of a new struggle. Veterans of decades past and present day have similar journeys of recovery, learning to live in a way that does not forget the past and those buddies that they may have lost, but of developing a new life of hope and strength. For many veterans, spending time writing poetry, putting stories on paper, painting, playing music, and involving themselves in other creative arts has helped to honor the past, remain in the present, and to give rise to a stronger, more focused, and well-rounded self. The Back in the World exhibit at the High Ground in Neillsville highlights the artwork and poetry of veterans Bruce Canny, Harry Stritter, David Dvorak, Jim Fox, Doug Olson, P.J. Burtz, Lenny Ellis, and Pete Kern. The My War exhibit will also feature personal photographs taken while serving in the Vietnam War. The exhibit was created by June Abrahamson, former curator for the High Ground Museum, and professional photography curator Marissa Roth. The museum and the High Ground Welcome Center will be open from 10 to 4, Friday through Sunday. For more information, email Teresa at museum@thehighground.org or call 715-743-4224. The Wisconsin Conservation Congress invites you to take part in its annual spring hearing process. The WCC is an independent organization of residents that advises the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources on how to responsibly manage Wisconsin's natural resources. Each year, residents have an opportunity to submit ideas as resolutions to the WCC. You can submit proposed resolutions via the online process now through Monday. Resolutions must meet the following criteria. The concern must be of statewide impact. The concern must be practical, achievable, and reasonable. And the concern must be within the mission and vision of the Wisconsin Conservation Congress. You may submit no more than two resolutions per year. Those interested in submitting a resolution are encouraged to reach out to the Resolution Review Committee or their WCC County Chair for guidance in drafting a resolution. Additional tips on preparing a resolution are available on the WCC and DNR's Spring Hearings webpage. Today's winner of $50 in the Richland Center Booster Club calendar raffle is Kevin Kinney and Annie on ticket number 551.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Matthew Grady, age 71, died February 2nd at UW Health University Hospital. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. Thomas Aquinas in Madison. The mass will be live streamed on St. Thomas Aquinas' YouTube site. Friends may call at the Hooverson Funeral Home in Sauk City this evening from now until 7, and again tomorrow morning at the church from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. Matthew Grady, age 71. Guy A. Heck, 72, of Spring Green, died February 11th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 10:30 to 11:30 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with a time of sharing at 11:30. Guy A. Heck, 72, of Spring Green. Susan Mary Cuddy, 62, of Muscadet, died Sunday. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Memorials may be directed to the family for expenses. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Susan Mary Cuddy, 62, of Muscadet.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
Bailey Payton Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, today was a much more comfortable day than the past three have been. Now we've got calm winds this evening and a few clouds out there as temperatures crash cold, but not nearly as bad as what we just went through. Don't worry. But we will fall sub-zero by just a few degrees. So it'll be a crisp start to the day tomorrow, a sunny one and a pleasant one expected, with highs returning to the mid-20s. It will become a bit breezy in the afternoon, into the evening, and through Saturday, but the winds will be out of the south, and that's a good wind if you want to warm up, which I hope you want it because it's on the way. Temperatures hit 30 degrees on Saturday. With some sun to start the day, we'll see more clouds throughout the afternoon because the warm front arrives on Sunday. In fact, we're looking at highs tapping 40 degrees to close the weekend out, but there's a price to pay, a wintry mix. We could see a few flurries in the morning, turning to light drizzle possible in the afternoon, and then light freezing rain is possible through the overnight and into early Monday morning. So you're definitely going to want to leave early, plan ahead, be ready for some slick and slippery icy surfaces. But by the afternoon, the thaw continues. Highs reach the mid-40s, so any precipitation will be regular rain. Those chances continue into the evening, and for Tuesday, a few flurries could mix in with some sprinkles in the morning. And then we have a dry day with highs in the low 40s. Unfortunately, though, there will be more clouds than sunshine and potentially fog as well. Then on Wednesday, it'll be a mostly cloudy, highs returning to the low 40s, keeping that warmth. But we do have light rain likely by the afternoon, and that could mix with or turn to snow at night. So yes, spring-like temperatures, this little warm-up in the middle of winter is not the best because we have melting and rain, which, with overnight lows falling to the upper 20s, refreeze every single night, turning to black ice. This will mean the sides of the roads will be kind of slick and slippery. Your stairs, sidewalks, parking lots, keep an eye out. If it looks shiny, it's probably slick. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's clear and 20 degrees after a high today of 25 and a morning low of 1 below. Yesterday's high was 14 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1981 is 60 degrees with a record low of 23 below that was set back in 1959. Last year's high was 55 with a low of 22. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:39. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:51. The winds are out of the east at 6 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.29, and we have received a trace of flurries so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 20 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. Phil Nee has a look at tonight's area high school events.
Area boys basketball games tonight. River Valley is at Prairie du Chien, North Crawford at Kickapoo, Bangor at Royal, New Lisbon at Nisida, Wonewoc Center at Cashton, and Hillsboro at Brookwood. Viroqua travels to Arcadia in girls basketball. Wazika Steuben at Hillsboro, Wonewoc Center at Nisida, Potosi Castle visits Highland, New Lisbon at North Crawford, Sauk Prairie at Reedsburg, New Glarus at Wisconsin Heights, Darlington at Cuba City, Fenimore at Mineral Point, Southwestern at Riverdale, Dodgeville at Lancaster, Prairie du Chien at Platteville, and coming up tonight on the radio, Richland Center at River Valley in girls basketball. Richland Center coach Jeremy Cooey talked about tonight's matchup.
I'm being first-year coach, you know, learning more about the rivalry. You know, we'll just call it the crosstown rivalry, I guess. But the kids enjoy it. The kids get up a little bit more for it. So definitely important game for us to go in and win and finish our season strong.
River Valley girls coach Joe Woodhouse admits both teams are different than the first time when River Valley won earlier in the year.
Yeah, it looks like they've been playing well recently and stuff like that. And, you know, we're always, you know, our goal is to be the best we can be and keep improving as the season goes on. I think just like any other team and stuff like that, then I'm sure it's always a rivalry between Valley and Richland Center. So.
Hear the game tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com with a pregame schedule for around 7:15. It's senior night tonight at River Valley. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service or premium or both? Those are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer any questions and help you deal with any issues that may arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind insurance protection.
The NBA has suspended Milwaukee forward Bobby Portis Jr. for 25 games without pay because he tested positive for the painkiller Tramadol, a violation with the league's anti-drug program. Portis cannot play again until April 8th, the 79th game of the Milwaukee's 82-game schedule. At the earliest, his suspension starts with the Bucks game tonight against the Los Angeles Clippers. Portis took the painkiller unintentionally, saying his agent, Mark Bartelstein. Portis thought he was taking Toradol, which is approved and is something that he has taken before. Bartelstein said in details first given to ESPN and that he later confirmed to the Associated Press. Portis did not realize that he was taking Tramadol, which was properly prescribed but is on the NBA's banned substance list. Portis says, I made an honest mistake and took a pain-reducing anti-inflammatory pill that is not approved. Portis is averaging 13.7 points and 8.3 rebounds for the Bucks this season, playing mostly off the bench. The NBA All-Star break is over, and the Bucks open the second half of the season when they host the Clippers tonight. Superstar forward Giannis Antetokounmpo is still listed as questionable for the game. He was diagnosed with a mild left calf strain in a week before the break. Antetokounmpo tells the Atlantic his injury is similar to the one that knocked him out of last year's NBA playoffs. He says he wants to get it right, get healthy, and avoid a repeat of that. The Packers could find themselves playing another international game in the 2025 NFL season. They kicked off last year by meeting the eventual Super Bowl champion Eagles in Brazil. Two teams on Green Bay's schedule, the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers, have been designated as home teams for the international games. The Packers wouldn't be giving up another of their home games. Early indications are that they would meet the Steelers in a game played in Dublin, Ireland, but neither the team nor the league has confirmed that. We are learning that there was no handshake line after the Wisconsin dispatched Illinois 95-74 on Tuesday night. Illinois coach Brad Underwood says his roster has been devastated by injury and illness over the last few weeks. He didn't want to chance passing on the sickness by shaking hands. Underwood said in his 38 years of coaching, he's never seen anything like what has been happening to his team. Underwood says it's best to avoid spreading the Illini's team-wide illness through the rest of the Big Ten Conference. And he already put up 23 home runs for the Brewers last year, and William Contreras is said to be making adjustments in a search for more power. Contreras is already one of the best-hitting catchers in the National League. He's focusing on attacking elevated pitches. He's been more selective and is now searching for enough pop to send 30 balls out of the park. That has been Milwaukee hoping for a breakout season from its young catcher. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
February is Pet Spay and Neuter Awareness Month. The Okooch Mountain Humane Society urges all cat and dog owners to help reduce the number of unwanted cats and dogs by spaying or neutering your pets. Animals that are unwanted usually end up being mistreated or abandoned. On the other hand, when pets are neutered or spayed, they live longer, healthier lives. Be a responsible pet owner. Help put a stop to the overpopulation of unwanted pets by having your pets spayed or neutered and urging everyone you know to do the same. For more information about spaying and neutering pets, talk to your veterinarian. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Soybeans and corn were higher Thursday. Cattle and hogs finished lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were higher on short covering and technical buying. South American weather does appear largely favorable over the near term. There's at least some scattered rainfall in the forecast for parts of Argentina, and harvest conditions in Brazil mostly look good. March beans were up 13 and 3 quarters at 10.45 and a half. May was 14 and 3 quarters higher at 10.63. March bean meal was up $1.30 at $2.96, and March bean oil is 96 points higher at $47.26. Corn was up on short covering and technical buying. Monitoring that development weather in Argentina and the second crop planting pace in Brazil, overall demand is solid, and there is talk of increased U.S. acreage this year. March corn was up a half at 4.98. May was a half higher at 5.12 and 3 quarters. And wheat was down on profit taking and technical selling. Wheat in parts of the Midwest and Plains might have experienced some winter kill, but that really can't be quantified until spring. The trade's also watching development conditions in Europe and the Black Sea region. March Chicago was down 6.5 at 585.5. March Kansas City was 6.25 lower at 607.5. March Minneapolis wheat was down 3/4 at 632.75. Live and feeder cattle were lower, watching the direct markets and waiting for Friday's USDA cattle on feed numbers. Megan Grebner has more on cash livestock in a moment. April live is down 97 at 193.80. June was 95 lower at 189.97. March feeders were down 220 at 266.82, and April was 222 lower at 266.37. And hogs were pressured by the recent trend in the wholesale market. April lean was down $1.22 at $88.52, and May was $1.17 lower at $92.45. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck, to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Light to moderate round of direct cash cattle trade took place on Thursday across all major feeding areas. Live deals in the South were at $199. That's $4 lower than the previous week's weighted averages. Dress business was marked at $315, $5 lower than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Box beef closed lower with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down $1.26 at $312.63. Select was 58 cents lower at $303.18. Estimated cattle slaughter was 117,000 head, even on the weekend, down more than 7,000 on the year. Cash hogs were sharply lower. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 254 with a weighted average of 89.44. Both the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt were down $1.32. Pork values closed lower, down $1.49 at $94.03. And estimated hog slaughter was 473,000 head, down 14,000 on the weekend, down nearly 17,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Building great prices from the ground up. Harchi Lumber has built a solid reputation for quality, selection, and price. Before you plan your next construction project, talk to the experts at Harchi Lumber. They have the knowledge and complete supply of lumber, drywall, wood studs, roofing, windows and doors, insulation, cement, molding, and more. You name it, they've got it. Build with quality, build with the best at Harchi Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, providing expert hometown service since 1969.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. U.S. commercial red meat production was up in January. USDA says total production of 4.9 billion pounds was 2% above January last year, with beef production gaining 4% and pork 1% higher. USDA says the cattle slaughter was slightly lower than last year, largely due to a drop in cow slaughter numbers, while average weights were heavier. More news is next.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
I'm Bill Scott, host of the Titletone Report.
He does such a great job of learning from every experience. We'll all be better for it.
The Packers will be back in August, and I'll have in-depth analysis and reaction from the coaches and players.
I think we did some really good things this season.
Connect your brand with passionate Packers fans from 65 radio stations and online.
That's going to be a great reflection point this offseason.
Contact Jill from marketing at 608-848-2770. That's 608-848-2770.
Prices continue to soar higher across the U.S. Dr. Valerie Kilders with Purdue University tells Brownfield the consumer price index for eggs was up 15% in January.
That's the largest increase that we've seen since June of 2015. So we really are seeing an almost 9.5, soon 10-year high increases within the egg prices over the last month.
The new Indiana state veterinarian says the surge of avian influenza has the state on high alert. Kyle Shipman tells Brownfield.
Currently, we have 12 commercial flocks and 2 hobby flocks in the state that we have diagnosed. The larger these sites are, the more intricate the response is. Ultimately, our goal is to get these producers back into business in a timely manner while also safeguarding the neighborhoods they're in.
U.S. ethanol production improved slightly last week and stocks grew. I'm Brent Barnett Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Heston with Timsuck Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. We had a snowy day sale and a good crowd. Large squares topped at $165 a ton and large rounds topped at $65 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Looking to sell or liquidate your collection or even real estate, give us a call 608-723-4020 for more info or go to www.timsuckauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Heston. Have a great day.
Maximizing yield with less fertilizer. Hello, I'm Brandon Peoples with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with AgroLiquid. Adjusting inputs to meet economic realities can be challenging for farmers. On this week's episode, Stephanie Zelenko, National Agronomist with AgroLiquid, explains how farmers can tweak the base crop nutrition management to get the best return on investment, and she also explains how simple changes can help with long-term planning. We'll learn more right after this.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential within your fields. That's why an AgroLiquid nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients. So every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential, maximizing growth while offering lower use rates. Apply less, expect more? Precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer at agroliquid.com.
Farmers deserve nothing less than the best to keep their operations growing. We've believed that since opening our doors over 40 years ago. At AgroLiquid, our team of experts work with you to formulate a nutrition program that connects your fertilizer needs with your cropping goals, merging agronomy with economics on your farm. Get solid agronomic advice and positive results that'll make you a return on your fertilizer investment. Find your crop nutrition expert at agroliquid.com.
As farmers contend with tight margins, Stephanie Zelenko with AgroLiquid says farmers should adjust fertilizer programs to economic realities.
So maybe it's to cut out your micronutrients or to lower your nitrogen rate or your phosphorus rate. And what I really encourage guys to do is to look at it as a full system approach. Sometimes cutting a nutrient is actually going to end up costing you money in the end of the year by having a yield loss from that. And so that's why I go back to looking at a soil test and looking for those missing spaces or those limiting factors to see if I can figure out where the best place to spend that fertilizer dollar is.
She says it's all about spending dollars in the right place.
Instinct might be just to stick with N, P, and K because those are the big ones, but I will do more of a balancing act and make sure I have enough things like sulfur or iron or zinc out there so I can get that best crop possible.
Zelenko says it's also good to adjust yield expectations accordingly.
I'm always asking growers, what do you think you're going to get for yield at the end of the season? And kind of use that as a baseline. And I know that growers are going to spend about 18 or 20% of what that anticipated income is on fertility. And so that's where I kind of set my budget. And from that point forward, then I'm, looking out at nutrients of which ones respond. And AgroLiquid has done a bunch of work to figure out what nutrients respond when and under what conditions.
She says farmers can tweak the base crop nutrition management for better results.
If I know that zinc, has a high win performance or higher than manganese in a certain geography, then I'm going to lean towards putting zinc into that fertilizer program or spending those dollars towards that. And so that's how I kind of do that balancing, is looking back and forth, trying to figure out and using the resources I have to make those best management decisions.
Zelenko says soil testing remains a top priority for farmers.
Working with somebody that understands those can help make things a lot easier. And it always does surprise me that even now when I go to meetings where they start talking soil tests, guys are very engaged and wanting to learn more information on that. So I think that they understand the importance. And so we do need to continue to preach, to get out and get those current soil tests. And then when you get those numbers back, actually work with somebody that can figure out what they mean and help you build a fertility recommendation off of them.
I'm Brandon Peoples with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with AgroLiquid.
My weekends in a swing out on the wraparound. Oh, but these days I'm on a mission to get these wild oats out of my system. Yeah, I might stay out all night.
telling how many lives before I ever really figure out what love is. Go through some heartbreaks, wake up with headaches. Don't learn nothing till you make a lot of mistakes. How will I know where to draw the line if I don't cross it a few hundred times? I won't sit out on the porch telling stories about my glory days when I'm pushing 80. How am I ever gonna get to be old and wise if I ain't ever young and crazy? Give good advice when I'm talking to my grandbabies. How am I ever gonna get to be old and wise if I ain't ever young and crazy? Yeah, I wanna sit out on the porch telling stories about my glory days when I'm pushing 80. How am I ever gonna get to be old and wise if I ain't ever young and crazy? If I ain't ever young.
That was Remy Garrison with Get a Girl on Country and Community. Before that, we had Frankie Ballard with Young and Crazy. And I'm Tim Thied. I'll be here playing some great music up until 7:15 this evening. And that's when we'll be bringing you high school basketball action. It's Richland Center at River Valley in girls high school basketball. Pre-game starts at around 7:15, and Phil Nee will be making the call for that game. Much better day today than it was a few days ago. Yesterday was even a little better. I didn't work yesterday, but yesterday was a little bit better. But today, how about that? We hit a high of 25. We haven't seen 25 for a little while, so it was great getting those temperatures today and nice not having any wind chill advisories. That's kind of nice, too. And right now, the Works and Floor and Home thermometer says it's 17 degrees at 550 with the winds out of the east 5 miles per hour, making it feel like it's 9 degrees outside right now. But still, what a beautiful day it was. And it's only going to get better because it looks like, according to Brittany Merlot, 24 for a high tomorrow, 30 for a high Saturday, and we're going to get into the 40s over the weekend. Sunday, 40, Monday, 44, Tuesday, 43, and Wednesday, 43. But there may be a little bit of precipitation, and as she said in her forecast, be careful on those days, too, if we do get a little bit of rain, because once the temperatures drop in the evening, it could create some slick roadways in spots. So you got to use that with caution, but we'll still take those warmer temperatures without a doubt. Just wanted to let you know that the Walk with Grace Planning Committee is going to be meeting tonight at 6 at the Grace office. All are welcome to attend. Volunteers are always needed. The Grace office is located above Royal Bank in downtown Richland Center. Meetings are held on the third Thursday of each month, January through July. And then tomorrow there's a Red Cross blood drive that will be held from 11 to 5 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. To book a time to give, use the Red Cross Blood donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Dealing with ice and snow? Get ready for spring with Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. They're here to equip you with top-notch New Holland tractors and equipment, from compact to high horsepower, hay, forage, and even skid steer loaders. Right now, enjoy special cash back and financing offers. But hurry, these deals end March 31st, 2025. Visit Simpson's Tractor today and be equipped for tomorrow. Simpson's Tractor and New Holland, your partners for a new world.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Bosco Hill.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Join us for Flavorful Moments, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant Studios.
I've watched a California sunset burn from orange to gold. Bought a pawn shop, six drinks, sold my soul to rock and roll. They say if you ain't busy living, then you're just dying slow. I wanna say I've done it all by the time it's time to go. Where and when and what'll be the death of me? Well, heaven only knows. If I be the highway, and if I be these songs, might be the whiskey or the smoke inside these lungs. One go, road lives, roller coasters, mountain highs and valley lows. Broke a haunted on two wheels, found revival on the road. The devil's always on my heels, but I keep him on his toes. And it might be the highway, and it might be these songs. It might be the whiskey or the smoke inside these lungs. Ain't no way around it, one day I'm gonna die. If something's gonna kill me, might as well be.
I can testify to that. It's been up and down and round and round to get to where I'm at. If you could see how I'm living in this old car I drive, well, you'd probably wonder and even ponder why I even wanna stay alive. So give me one more shot, I'll give it all I've got. Let me open my eyes to the new sunrise, I pray. Give me one more chance, I'll learn to dance and dance. I'm satisfied just being alive. Give me one more day. Well, I could complain about taxes or the weather we're having today. Go on and on about things that are wrong from New York to L.A.
That's just not my nature, to sit around feeling sad. We're only here for a while, so why not smile? Hey, living ain't all that bad, so give me one more shot. I'll give it all I got. Let me open my eyes to a new sunrise, I pray. Give me one more chance. I learned to dance and dance. I'm satisfied just being alive. Give me one more day. When I look around, there's lots of folks worse off than me. So I just thank the good Lord and ask Him, please give me one more shot. I'll give it all I've got. Let me open my eyes to a new sunrise, I pray. And give me one more chance. I'll learn to dance again. Well, I'm satisfied just being alive. Give me one more day. I'm satisfied just being alive. Give me one more day. Give me one more shot. I'll give it all I got. Give me one more day. Show me the way. And give me one more day. Give me one more shot.
ABC News.